Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Thursday morning, visiting with Craig Anderson, the IHSA Executive Director. Of course, the IHSA Board meeting on Wednesday, and they'll meet again on January the 27th. Still talking about return to play. And, you know, we'll begin our conversation, I guess, today, Craig Anderson. I know you know a little bit about Henry County, grew up in Cambridge. Our state representative is Dan Swanson, who hails from the Alpha area, and he spoke on the House floor this week pushing for return to play, and I'm going to read you the quote, and I'll ask you to react to it. It says, "I have carloads of family members and people who drive over to Bettendorf and Davenport to compete on a weekend and then return into their classrooms the following week." So, Craig Anderson, I guess your return to play, you'd probably say, "I'd like to see those kids playing in Illinois sometime."
Yeah, I definitely would, and I couldn't agree with his point more. We're so well aware of that situation, and many representatives could repeat that, because in any area of the state, that's occurring. Even in central Illinois, where I'm at now, we're aware of teams that are carpooling and going out of state to play in some event in any sport. And we've tried to make that point known, and his concern is definitely the one that we've shared and have similarly, that that's not as safe, in our opinion, as our schools having to oversight kids staying close to home, not being required to travel significant distances. And unfortunately, that's not getting an effect by the decision makers at this point. But I appreciate what he's saying, and hopefully that message will get to the decision makers that there's a safer way for us to conduct sports, and we believe it's returning it back to our schools.
And when I say Craig Anderson knows about Henry County, I'm saying for our statewide listening audience, he grew up in Cambridge, which is basically right next door to Alpha, and the co-op now is Ridgewood between Cambridge and the Elwood School District. So, you know, kind of reading between the lines with, you know, the IHSA board meeting, you know, meeting January 27th. You know, is it safe to say that you feel pretty good about having some seasons, you know, low-risk sports? It would be safe to say that there's a pretty good possibility that sports like baseball, softball, and even track, I mean, talking to you today, you feel good about that happening in 2021. And the question is going to remain, the significant question, is the high-risk sports, the definition of high-risk sports, falling in that category. We're talking about football, we're talking about wrestling, we're talking about boys and girls basketball. So I mean, is my assessment kind of right on that, that you do feel pretty good about those, you know, low-risk sports like baseball and softball having seasons?
Yeah, I think we do. The fact that, you know, all of those are outdoor sports for the most part, you know, we feel confident that much like we had the success we had in the fall with our outdoor low-risk sports, we think can be repeated, and hope that as a state we transition and we get the permission from the Department of Public Health to get those underway. So, yeah, I think our board and our staff have a level of confidence. And so I think that's going to go into the development of a future plan that the board will consider on the 27th. That spring sports are critical because of the loss in the spring of 2020 of those sports. But there's a level of confidence that we'll get permission for those low-risk sports. They're outdoors. And we want those students that missed out last year to have an opportunity for sure in this school term to have a season.
And, you know, the looking at the press release from Wednesday's meeting, you know, indicated still the IHSA wants to have all sports still here in the 2021 portion of this school year. So, you know, as we talked to you today, you want to have sports, football, you want to have basketball, you want to have wrestling. But there's some significant questions in regards to that, right?
Yeah, there are some questions to that, you know, and I think that's what will come out of our discussion on the 27th, you know, in much of our discussion yesterday, that, you know, while we want that, we recognize that the calendar is against us going forward, and that, you know, the number of days and the weeks in the season are shrinking. And if we don't get permission to go with those higher risk sports, you know, to make room and to get a focus back to the spring sports, I think it may become inevitable on the future timeline, when the weeks, the number of weeks available are shrinking, that, you know, we have to have some dates at which, you know, we maybe can't go forward with the season, even though today, and the board shares that same opinion from yesterday, that, you know, if things could turn quickly and we get permission to go, you know, we need to get the lower risk winter sports started as soon as possible on a timeline that we can, that the thought is we could get those started. So, yeah, a lot of things have to shake out, and things will develop, we hope, in a positive way. We'd like to reconvene with the Department of Public Health very soon to see where this is at and where it's trending, and what permissions we might be able to get.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, they're just, as we talked today, there doesn't appear any movement to reducing the risk category for football and basketball and wrestling to a medium risk category. So I ask you that. And then the second part, I mean, some significant dialogue is going to have to happen between now and January 27th for the IHSA and some kind of message from IDPH?
Yeah, so you're right about those risk levels. There's been no indication that there's been or going to be any consideration about adjustment to those. And, yeah, we absolutely want to reengage. Today is 2 weeks since our last conversation, and at that time we said, you know, hope we can reconvene again, you know, sometime. We'd really like to create an ongoing kind of, you know, weekly or biweekly or whatever schedule of communication, but, you know, they simply said, as we concluded our previous meeting, we'll follow up when there's updates to be provided. And so we're hoping, you know, in, you know, this meeting upcoming in 2 weeks, that sometime in that interval we'd be able to engage IDPH again, have some discussions, you know, get a feel for where they're at, much of what they're looking at are having to do with metrics. Again, I don't know exactly what metrics are important for them to see us advance to some opportunities, but yeah, we definitely hope that there'll be some more communication in advance of our board convening on the 27th.
All right, as we wrap up, just final thing from you. I know, looking back when this started, I think March 11th last year, you know, 3A and 4A sectional games were played. That was a Wednesday night. And then that very next day, March 12th, is kind of when all the decisions were being made as regards to, you know, cancellation of the state basketball tournament. So we're, you know, basically looking at 10 months in when you meet, you know, January 27th, a little over 10 months. So I guess tell us about 10 months. I mean, how, you know, just in terms of the agony of dealing with this from your position and the staff's position and the board's position at the IHSA. Again, we're talking about this started March 12th. And we're talking to you, what is today, January the 14th. So I guess put that in perspective, if you can.
Yeah, it's really hard to, in putting it that way and trying to reflect on, you know, that time interval. It frankly has been agonizing, I think, for our board, for our staff, for me personally, you know, to be in a leadership position to conduct sports and activities for young people for their lifelong benefits, and for that, you know, in so many ways, with a small exception of some opportunities in the fall, for that to be on hold, and then, you know, us continue to be on hold and not knowing what the future is even after this, what seems like a rather lengthy 10-month period, continues to be frustrating and agonizing, and while, you know, I hope for brighter days, and I think they're ahead of us for sure, and that's what we continue to encourage, you know, in reflection, it's really challenging to reflect back and to see, you know, that we've had limited movement, especially when, you know, during that time you're seeing what's happening around us so differently, has been incredibly challenging.
All right, appreciate the visit from Craig Anderson, IHSA Executive Director, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.